Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Hi, Laura. I have a charge on my credit card that I do not recognize. And when the last lady described to me what it was for, I have no recollection of making any such purchase.
How much is the charge?
$49.59. I'm sorry, let me look at that again. Light's not very good.
Okay, do you see the date on the charge?
The date is January 13th, and it's actually $49.89.
Okay. And your first and last name, sir?
Malcolm Holman.
Okay, I have a Mac. Is that you?
Yeah, I use Mac, yeah.
Okay, I have MRHOHMANN2005@yahoo.com.
That would be me.
Can you verify the billing address?
2110 Rosewood Drive, Waterford, Michigan, 48328.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying, sir. It shows me here that there was a contest entry. Now, that contest entry is where you take a survey online. At the end of the survey, you select an item. You pay the shipping and handling fee plus the $49.89 for Bytes Hub, and that's a meal plan. It's an app. And you're saying you didn't take that survey?
I might have taken a survey, but, you know, I've taken surveys before that were like that, and they want you to choose a product, and, yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Okay, so if you took the survey, I can't place fraud on the account.
If I took a survey, I did not choose a product because I've had that experience before.
So do you recall taking the survey, sir?
I take a lot of surveys.
Well, if I process fraud, what will happen is we verify the IP address. So if it comes back to your IP, you'll be liable for fraud because you're saying that it was not you. But if you did take that survey, I can't place fraud on the account. So I need to know a yes or no. Did you take the survey?
All I'm saying is I didn't buy anything. I haven't received anything.
Okay, so I will submit the fraud on the account. What we'll do, as I stated, we do contact the local authorities. We'll provide them with the IP, and I just simply request that they verify the device. Now, is there anyone else in the home that you think could have placed this order?
Not very likely.
Okay. The only reason I ask that question, sir, is, again, once we process fraud, I cannot stop it. So whoever's IP it comes back to, we will be pressing charges on that person. Now, I'm going to send you an email confirmation. And that is a good email. You have access to it?
That's right.
Okay, so I'll send you an email once I have the result. Now, if it comes back to your personal IP, you will be liable for that charge and the fraud. If it does not, that email is going to state that you're being refunded.
Okay. At the very least, can we just not get any more charges from this?
Well, the account has already been flagged, so you won't see any future charges.
Okay. All right. Then, yeah, let's go ahead with whatever you were talking about there.
Okay. I've already submitted, sir, and I'll send you that email verification.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.